to Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise podcast number 86 on June 24th, 2014. Wow, you guys, I have been gone a really long time. It was an unscheduled vacation of sorts. I haven't done any podcasts. I haven't really posted a lot on the blog. And I think the place that's seen the most action from me has been Facebook, of all things. But I am back. I managed to make it, even though a little bit late on those last postings, through Masturbation Month, and that was really quite a fun thing. I have to tell you guys, though, it's funny, I'd be writing, and I'd write first and inspire myself and write something that turned me on and then get off on that. But sometimes it was a picture that fascinated me and created a story in my head. And other times it was just a story in my head and I'd get off on it and then I'd write it down later. But some of these fantasies were good enough to where I put them aside and said, okay, that's going to be for a story because that one's too good. You know, I need to keep that one aside. So there'll be definitely some stories coming up with some fun fantasies in them that, you know, got their birth basically during Masturbation Month. So I want to send a thanks out to the truck driver who sent me a message on Facebook and said, hey, really missing your podcast, you know, hope you're doing okay, and looking forward to whatever you're going to put out there next. And it was the push that made me sit down and gather up all my notes and do this podcast. I kept putting it off for a long time, obviously, so here I am finally sitting down, and I have a lot of stuff here. So I might break it up into two podcasts and give you them pretty in quick succession since you guys waited so long, but let's just start off. First of all, the phone line works. I had some people calling in, which was totally awesome. I love that, and I want to encourage it highly because it just brightens my day. And I also really enjoy playing these calls for you guys. There's one I'm not going to play, but I transcribed it down, and I just want to thank the gentleman that called in, and basically this is all he said. Please don't put this on the air, but I just wanted to touch base and say that I thoroughly enjoy the website and the podcast and all that you do. Thanks so much. Bye. Very nice voice, gentlemen. I always appreciate getting phone calls like that, messages like that, anything that is an appreciation of what I do. That makes my day, and I appreciate you calling in, sir. So if you do want to call in and you don't want me to use your message on the podcast, just let me know, like this gentleman did. And also, if it's personal information, I'm usually back off a little bit on sharing it. So if you don't want me to transcribe it as well and read it, that's totally okay as well. Okay, so let me play you one of my first calls that I got.
Hi, Ruby. This is Sue. My husband recently got me a subscription to your I Want It All. We were trying to see if he could have it on his iPad with my subscription. Just wondered, we're trying to put in the password and it wouldn't take it, but it would take it online. So just wanted to ask you that question. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. The answer to that is I have no idea. I don't have Apple anything. I don't have an iPad. I don't have an iPhone. I'm an Android kind of woman. So I'm not really sure how everything interacts. I would suspect that there's a way to do it on iPads, but I'm not really sure if it interacts. I'm sorry that you're having the difficulty of not being able to put the password in and read it on the iPad, because obviously that would be cool to just be able to sit there and have it right there, as opposed to going to your desktop or your laptop. But don't have any information because I haven't tried it with any of the Apple products at all. So I'm so sorry, but I can't help you with that. And if you guys have figured it out that there's a way to do it, or if anyone else out there listening is able to has a subscription for My Erotica and it's able to use an iPad with that, just call in or write in and let us know how that works. Thank you.
Hi, Ruby. My name is Sue, and I emailed you a question about pegging a few days ago, and I was listening to your podcast, and I couldn't believe that you answered my exact question. I am so thankful. This is just a thankful call. My husband and I are in our late 50s, and I had thought I was like totally lost my sex drive because I had, and then I went and got a pellet implant of testosterone and estrogen, and I take progesterone pills every night. But it's totally changed our sex life, and it's when we have foreplay, it makes me wet, and we can actually have intercourse again, which is just a miracle, because for a long time we haven't been able to. But I am really in Dan Savage's way, GGG, and I have the most wonderful husband. I just want to please him so much because he really pleases me. And I just want to thank you for your site and for your answers to questions. And I'm really kind of dying to call in with my orgasm and his one of these times. But it's just so wonderful to have a safe place to call and be educated and understand that you can always learn new things. And I just love that. And I just appreciate you so much and just wanted to let you know that. So thank you for adding a whole new dimension to my husband's and my sex and love life. And rock on. Thanks.
Thank you so much for calling in. I really like to hear the good stories, the fun stories, the success stories. And I also wanted to play your phone call for my listeners because there are a fair amount of letters I get regarding women who have lost their desire for sex, really have experienced quite a drop in their libido, whether it's because of age or something their body is going through health-wise. And so I just wanted to play this as, I don't know, an inspiration for maybe some of those women out there who have been struggling with that. You know, your solution that you decided upon is not necessarily for everybody, but it's an option. And I think that it's a great idea, if you are experiencing the drop in libido, to go to your doctor and find out what the options are. Because I can hear it in your voice, how much happier you are and how thrilled you are to have that part of your life back. And to be adding pegging in and anal exploration with your husband is just the coolest thing at this juncture. So thanks for calling in. I really appreciate really appreciate hearing your story.
Hi, Ruby. This is Sue. And I just wanted to let you know that I viewed your pegging video that you had posted on, I believe I got through it through Facebook. Anyway, for the first attempt, it's very instructional. But it might also be very instructional to have the camera on the guy's face, because that is what really, 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 really turns me on about pegging, is seeing my husband's face, because he's so out of his body. We actually haven't pegged yet, but I have used some sex toys on him. And when I did, it was the look on his face just was fabulous. And that was the fun part of pegging, of wanting to peg him. We haven't had the opportunity yet. But I was glad to see how slow you need to go when you're first starting out. And so I really, really appreciated that. And just wanted to let you know that maybe these two folks were more doing it for the instruction and not really for the pleasure. But that's what gets me. So anyway, just wanted to let you know, and thanks for what you do. Bye-bye.
Okay, regarding the pegging video, and I'm going to put a link to that on my Linkorama for all of you who want to check out a really sweet pegging video. I had nothing to do with this. I would love to be able to direct a sensual pegging video, and I have dreams of that, and that may become a reality someday, because I can picture exactly what I'd do in a pegging video. But this particular couple obviously wanted to keep their anonymity happening, and that is totally okay in the, you know, making your own home movies type of way, because not everybody wants to be outed I am totally with you, though, I have to say. It is the look on the man's face. That is a huge hook for me. There is the most amazing look on a man's face when he is penetrated. There's a softening and a kind, almost a shock and a wonder at the vulnerability required to be penetrated. That's the best way that I can explain it. But that look is a total hook for me. So I'm right with you there. And I'm glad that watching that video gave you some ideas about when you do try the pegging with your husband, what it's like and kind of what movements happen and things like that. And yes, it is fairly slow. When you first start pegging, it's important to go slow. You may indeed at some point in time, you know, be pounding away and he may love it, but that's something to work up to and not the way to start, especially if he hasn't been pegged before, even if he's had a fair amount of anal play. So I'm going to also put a link to a list of some amateur videos. There is another group that I moderate over at the Tribes, and there is a video link, and this is a non-kink group. In other words, it's pegging without the kink. It's a non-BDSM pegging group. And we have one thread where everybody puts links to videos, and they're amateur videos, the vast majority of them. And they're on places like X-Hamster and the various free porn sites. And it's a really nice collection. So that's something you might want to take a look at. And everybody listening, yeah, it's a nice collection of clips for the people who just want to take a look at practically the complete opposite of what pegging porn presents. It's definitely pegging without the kink. So it's like sensual pegging clips. They're pretty awesome. It's a nice little collection. And hopefully all the links work, because you know how that is. Porn links, you know, they come and they go. I try and go through there and keep them cleaned up, but, you know, that's the way it is. So at this juncture, I'd really like to give a big thank you to Sue, who is the obvious winner, for livening up my phone line with your questions, your comments, and your lovely story. Thank you for using the phone line, for calling in, and for saying what you think, asking the questions you need to hear the answers to. Really appreciate you calling in, and you totally get Caller of the Week award. Thank you. Okay, let's read you some letters. Ruby, great site. It was a huge help to my wife and ultimately me. I shared that I wanted her to peg me, something that took a while for me to muster the courage to do. She initially said yes, too, but at the time became apprehensive and moody about it, causing it to not happen, and hurt feelings on my part. She thought it meant I was gay, etc. I sent her to this site, and some others, and she took the time to read and understand how much pleasure I would get from it, and that it did not mean that I was gay. The experience was awesome, and she even got into it herself and turned on by it. Previously, we had done it once prior, but about 5 to 6 years ago. I definitely think the next time will be much sooner. Thanks. Haha, that's what I'm here for, you guys. That is totally what I'm here for. I'm delighted when I'm the source of information, a website to go to learn the realities about pegging and the accurate information so that you can then make a choice about whether it's something for you or not. And I'm glad, so glad for you, that it turned out to be something that she wanted to do and that she totally got into it. Good job, and good job on having the courage to ask her to begin with, sir. Nice job, absolutely. Okay, next letter. Thank you so much for the wonderful podcast about pegging. My husband and I are just getting started. He has listened to you for a long time and sent me a link to your podcast to listen to. I listened and was intrigued. He bought an Enjoy stainless steel curved toy, which is quite beautiful, and we tried it one morning. We were working up to pegging by doing anal play. Well, I have never, in our married life of 22 years, seen him with such a look of pure bliss, ever. This toy was amazing, and he said he had never felt that kind of orgasm before. So we ordered a harness. It has a pocket for a bullet vibe. It works fine, a little cumbersome, but it stays on, and so does the dildo. Our first try was not too successful, but I think it was because I had watched a video from your Facebook page, and it showed mostly her doing him, not any reaction shots of him. That was what turned me on the most when playing with the Enjoy. The look on his face was such a fucking turn-on to me. that I just wanted to please him more. I think I'm trying to go too fast and need to slow down. The next few times we tried, I got a bit turned off because of the cleanliness issue, had a few drops of yuck, and I'm wondering. He had showered and taken care of cleaning, but I guess not everything. Is this common? Is there a way you should eat before pegging so it is cleaner, or are we just new to this and we'll learn? I love your site. Your podcasts have changed our life. Or our sex lives, I should say. Our marriage has become so much more intimate because of our pegging exploration. It has led to other areas of intimacy for me especially. I have gone through menopause and thought our sex life was over because of the dryness. Through some hormone pellet injections and reading and listening to your erotic stories, getting wet is not an issue anymore. Tumblr photos are great, too. I just need a little more foreplay, and now I know that it leads somewhere besides just a blowjob for him and frustration for me. It's wonderful. A woman can be licked too much, though. I need a few days to recover. Do you know what causes that? Itchy vagina after too many licking sessions? Thanks for changing our lives, Ruby. You and what you do are so wonderful. Wow, a lot of information. And I am fairly sure this is from the same person who called in, because it addresses many of the same issues. But the reason I wanted to read this, because she wrote in as well, is because there's some other things to address here. The Enjoy toy, yeah, that is called the Enjoy Pure Wand, and that's an absolutely amazing toy for not just prostate exploration, but G-spot exploration as well. The way that it's designed is ingenious. It's got a lovely curve to it that makes using the other end as a handle quite easy to do. And the rigidity of it, because it is stainless steel, which sounds strange, but you know, it's an amazing toy. Really does a great job for being able to put the minimum amount of effort into stimulating the prostate or the G-spot, and or the G-spot. So definitely highly recommend that toy. I'm really glad you guys found that. And I can just picture what that looks like when you talked about the expression on your husband's face, because I did that recently. I introduced a play partner to the Enjoy Pure Wand, and before I left his home that weekend, he had bought the toy, and it was on its way, because it's quite the toy to have. I highly recommend it. So anyway, moving along from there, you mentioned you got a little turned off because of the cleanliness issue. Okay. Yeah, that can happen. And first thing I would say, and I'm sure, you know, since you're already doing this and you're still into it and everything, every once in a while that happens and there's not too much that you can do about it, and it kind of comes with the territory. But to minimize it, the cleaning out, let me reiterate here, because this is a really common question. You need to get a bulb syringe, and you guys may already do this, but I'm just going to go over it for the people who are listening that don't really know much about the cleanliness issue. You need to get a bulb syringe, and it's called a rectal bulb syringe. You can get it at a drugstore, and they're pretty cheap, and that's all you need. You take it into the shower, you fill it up with warm water, and you clean yourself out. The point in this is that it's not a large amount of water. You're not laying down and having a full enema and having it go all the way up into your colon, because you really don't need to. So you use that bulb syringe, you put that amount of water in there, and then you expel the water, and you keep doing that until it's totally clean. And then you take soap and you wash the outside of your anus and all of that area really well, and then you're good to go. Now, to make that even more effective treatment, yes, there is some things you can do with diet. If you eat a lot of roughage, then obviously your excrement is going to be going through your body much more easily and quickly, and the chances that there is slow-moving stuff inside your colon is going to be less. So what is recommended is a high-fiber diet. Eat lots of salads and vegetables and raw things, and that dietary change can make it a whole lot easier to keep clean, just because everything's moving through quickly, and so it makes it easier to clean out. So yes, diet absolutely can help, and it is not common. So if it ends up being a common thing, then definitely incorporate the dietary changes. When you do the dietary changes, what ends up happening is that you become much more in tune with your body, and you're eating healthier, And so you kind of get used to, okay, during this time of the day, this is when I usually have a bowel movement. And, you know, this is like right before I have a bowel movement. And so you know your body enough to where you can maybe get a handle on when times to peg would be better than others. So that's also an added plus. So yeah, I recommend the dietary changes, even just for your health, if not for more enjoyment and less mess with pegging. Okay, your last question was itchy vagina after too many licking sessions. This one puzzles me because usually when a woman says itchy vagina, the very first thing I think of is a yeast infection. I'm not sure what you're reacting to. An itchiness might be sort of just he's licked you so much you're almost a little bit raw, and that rawness ends up taking a little time to heal, and when you heal, you have itchiness. Because a yeast infection has other symptoms. There's an odor, and it doesn't go away usually without some kind of treatment. So that's the best I can do on that one. I think that he's just going at it long enough to where it's a little bit raw, and then you get the itchiness because it's kind of on a very low level, still healing. But I'm really glad you're having such a good time with it. And that he has stamina when it comes to licking you. That's totally awesome. Happy for you about that. Thanks for writing in. Thank you very much. Okay, next letter. Hi, Ruby. Followed a link to your website after Googling how to get my wife to peg my ass. In the past, she has fingered my ass, typically during a blowjob. I have also fingered hers when eating her out. On a few occasions, parentheses, when she has been fairly drunk, she has asked me to fuck her ass, and I willingly obliged. She enjoyed it, and also said how she loves that I love it. I want to get her to want to fuck my ass, and I think we are close. It has been a while since she has fingered my ass, and I will start there, and while she's doing it, ask her if she would like to return the favor of fucking my ass. What do you think? Our sexual lives have been more open the last year or so. We have been married 15 years. We can talk more about it during sex, what we like, and outside of the bedroom, flirting, talking dirty, sexual innuendo. So I am hoping to have good news to share with you soon. Any other suggestions? Thanks. Yeah, I do have some suggestions. It's cool that you're doing fingers and that she seems very open to it and that she also enjoyed you fucking her ass. What I would suggest at this point is to give her information, because anal play is awesome, but when it comes to actually incorporating a toy that resembles a penis, that's when some women have a hard time accepting it. So I think at this juncture, giving her information about how the prostate is really very, very similar, almost the same as the G-spot, would be a good thing to do, because what you're basically doing is showing her why it feels so good to you, and this is going to pave the way a little bit for why you want more stimulation. You can also buy toys to use. We just talked about the Enjoy Pure Wand, and that is a toy that is absolutely goes back and forth quite easily if she enjoys G-spot stimulation between you and her. So that could be a really good toy for you to purchase at this juncture. Jumping right into the strap-on could work, but I think information is a good thing to give her at this point to explain why you want more anal stimulation. And, you know, you can play it off as, hey, you know, we've been doing this and it's been feeling really good. So I started researching it on the internet and look what I found. I found out that the prostate is almost exactly like the G-spot. Dang, no wonder it feels so good when you put your fingers in there and stuff like that. So I want to explore more of that. And so I'm thinking maybe we could get a toy. And I found, you know, that's this kind of thing. I would recommend that in-between stage and more toy play just with her hands, because if you go straight to the I want you to strap on a cock and fuck me, some women freak out, and I wasn't one of those, so it took me a while to understand that. I wasn't one because I'd always fantasized about it. But if you do the intermediate step, I think that the next step after that will be pretty self-evident. And, you know, if she goes off into your gay territory, just don't react and say no. Definitely not. And, you know, the area of your body that you enjoy having stimulated has no bearing on the gender you prefer to do the stimulating. I don't want anybody in bed but you. I want you holding the toy. I want you with the strap on. I want you to penetrate me. And send her to my website, you know. Or you can always play this podcast for her as well. You know, that's one way to do it. Okay, thank you very much for writing in, and please do let us know how it goes. Get back to us and let us know, because I'd love to play the music for you, sir. I really would. Okay, as an aside at this point, I'm going to mention, yeah, there may be some of you out there still waiting for that complete podcast of personal probing questions of Ruby Rider. I don't have enough questions yet, you guys. Send me questions, anything you want me to answer. Either send it in to ruby@peggingparadise.com, call my call-in number at 805-500-6544, because I'm trying to get enough to make a full podcast. Swear to God, all I have right now are two questions. You guys are slacking, man. Don't you have any questions for me? You know, things you've always wondered about me? Because this is your chance, man. Do it. Okay. So now I am going to read you a very interesting comment. I have two websites. I have peggingparadise.com, and then I've taken all the informational articles and I have put them up on another website that I've talked about before called pegging101.com. That is the perfect website to go to if you want to keep all the kink and the BDSM and some of the things I love out of your pegging learning experience. And it's a great source for just the informational stuff. So this is where this comment was left, and it was left on a piece that I wrote called No, He's Not Gay. Right. And so, you know, every once in a while, not very often, you guys, not nearly as often as you would think, I will get comments like this. And I did go ahead and post it up. And here's what it says. This piece is hilarious. If you are involved in pegging, quote unquote, it means you enjoy taking it up the rear end, what's traditionally known as being a pillow biter. The woman is not relevant. How can she be? She doesn't have the necessary equipment. Whether it be artificial or the real thing, at the end of the day, you are enjoying cock. To suggest that pegging is heterosexual is a fallacy, and those that suggest it are themselves homophobic and closet cases. Remember, in the long-standing tradition of the straight world, cock plus vagina equals heterosexual. Cock plus arse equals homosexual. Wow. Okay, so I did reply to this guy, actually, because it's obviously a guy, and the arse part lets me know that you're from across the pond, sir, and you're definitely not listening to this podcast, because it's definitely not your cup of tea, or perhaps you are really secretly desiring to be pegged, and maybe you are listening to the podcast, but here's how I feel about this comment. It's, first of all, being known as a pillow biter. Okay, this implies that anal sex is always painful. So there is a huge misconception there that you, sir, know nothing about, because if it's painful, you're doing it the wrong way. So pillow biter, that one hit me really quite wrong. I mean, yeah, you should see the look on a man's face when he's experiencing the ecstasy of being pegged. He's not biting the pillow, I can guarantee you that. So the woman is not relevant? How can you say that when you're having a sexual activity happening between two people, that the woman is not relevant? I mean, pegging is an action. Pegging is something that you do. And orientation is a preference. They're two completely different things. You seem to be quite hung up on that it's a cock-shaped thing being put up a man's ass. Okay, it is. And when you allow the simple vision of that to scare you to the point of not exploring your own ass, you, sir, are missing out on a tremendous amount of pleasure, which is obviously your choice. The last thing I have to say is cock plus vagina equals heterosexual. Cock plus arse equals homosexual. If you, sir, have ever performed anal sex on a woman, that indeed makes you a homosexual now, doesn't it? To suggest that pegging is heterosexual is a fallacy. It is. I totally agree with you. And you want to spell that word P-H-A-L-L-U-S-Y. I did go ahead and put that up and responded on pegging101.com. And like I say, I don't get a whole lot of letters like this, but wow. You know, we're doing good stuff here. All of you people who love this and are contributing and writing in and talking about it. And this is your safe place, like the other caller mentioned. This is your safe place. You can call in here, you can write in here, and this is the place where you all of what you love is accepted and not judged. And every once in a while we get the judgers, and for this time, it was pure entertainment, so I thought I'd read it to you. Okay, here's the next letter. I got your link after you answered my question on Yahoo Answers. I want to know one thing, and that is, do women get stimulated properly in pegging, apart from mental stimulation? To me, what's more important is that my girlfriend would be satisfied. In fact, that's the whole submissiveness part of me. I don't really care much about myself, and the only thing about pegging that turns me on is the mental stimulation, is the idea of me being in a lower power. This is a really interesting letter, and I'm glad you wrote in, and because one of the things that I don't talk about too much is the feeling of some guys who they really want to feel what you have described as you being in a lower power. So like she's in control and you want to be really submissive. So you want to pretty much do whatever pleases her. Well, ideally in a pegging situation, she would love to peg you and it would totally get her off. And then you could both be happy and you could relax. At the same time, you're kind of doing the guy thing of she has to get off too. And I would suggest that if she is into the pegging, let her do it the way she wants to do it. If she wants to get off while she's pegging, then you guys can research the equipment choices that'll help her do that. And if she doesn't, then don't worry about it. I mean, if she wants to peg you just to peg you, which is what I do, I have not gotten off yet. And believe me, listeners, you will know when I get off pegging a guy. You will know. I will play the music for myself, I swear. But pegging is such a totally hot, erotic thing for me that it excites me tremendously. I'm totally dripping afterwards and really quite close to orgasm. So it could be that that's enough for her and that she totally is fine getting off in a different way. So I encourage you to kind of let go of the word properly. Do women get stimulated properly? See, we all like to do it different ways. And stimulated properly kind of suggests that you think her orgasm is more important than the act. And I would kind of urge you to rethink that. Because, you know, the learning curve for women with pegging is steep, and try to ensure that she also gets off while doing it can be a bit of a reach to start with, and it may be a really difficult thing, like it is with me. It's not saying that she can't ever get there, but it might not be the right thing to really fixate on that, you know, it's only proper, or it's only correct, or right, or the way that you want it to be if she gets off. You know, let her experience it the way that she wants to, and it's quite possible that the mental stimulation of her seeing you enjoy it is satisfying enough for her and that she doesn't require an orgasm. And when you talk about your statement of being in a lower power, there is also an aspect of that that I don't think you mean this, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit anyway, that be careful that you don't mean lesser than just because you're being penetrated. I think what you mean is that you just really enjoy her being in control and her telling you what to do and you being submissive. But if there's any part of you that thinks that because you're being penetrated, it makes you somehow lesser than, and that because it is in any way, shape, or form a demeaning act, yeah, let go of that one. This is not that unusual for some men to have as an underlying belief system that many times they're unaware of. They, you know, guys kid with each other. It's like, hey, dude, you know, you're the one that's getting fucked or this kind of thing. And women get penetrated all the time in sex, and that does not mean we're lesser than. So it's a good idea if you think that way to take a good look at your attitude towards women and all of that that I just said, paraphrased in a different manner, came from Charlie Glickman. He is the one who mentioned that first, and it just rang such a bell inside me that I keep repeating it occasionally here and there on my podcasts. And as I mentioned, I don't think that you meant that, but I just wanted to put it out there in case there's any guys out there. You know, one of the ways that you see this happening is a guy's afraid to try pegging because he's afraid what his girlfriend's going to think of him in the morning. She's going to think that you had a good time because you fucked her. I mean, come on. She's not going to go, you allowed me to fuck you, so now you are lesser than. And that is that underlying attitude of being penetrated is somehow lesser than. What I think I hear you saying is that you really just enjoy getting off on her controlling things, her being the dominant one and you being submissive, which is totally awesome and a preference. And yeah, I'm right there with you on the dominant side of things. Thank you very much for writing in. Dear ma'am, I wanted to ask a question regarding pegging. I've tried long plugs and dildos on myself and have found I hit some kind of resistance or barrier after about 4 inches going in. I'm unsure what I'm hitting and was hoping you might have some ideas. Could I just have narrow hips, or could it be some internal feature like a sphincter? When I hit the barrier, additional pressure causes discomfort that increases with the pressure. Could I just have a sharp bend to my colon? Any thoughts would be greatly appreciated. I hope this finds you well. Okay, so let me give you a little bit of physiology type of talk. What you've got is a rectal canal. Typically, that rectal canal is, it varies in size. It can change in size because it stretches. And what happens is it stretches when excrement comes down and fills the rectal canal on its way out of your body. So that is actually the part that's getting fucked, if you will. And so when you go further up the rectal canal, you hit what's called Hirsch's sphincter. That is a sphincter that's completely involuntary, and it closes off and prevents the excrement in the colon from entering the rectal canal except when it's time to move forward. So periodically it will let it down into the rectal canal, and then you'll get that, oh, I have to go to the bathroom thing, because that's immediately the message that it sends to your brain. So Hirsch's sphincter is something that can be pushed through with care. You want to go very slowly, and you want to be very careful with that. There are men who do it all the time with really, really long dildos, and I'm sure we've all seen a variety of different videos that show things like that, and you're just totally puzzled where that entire dildo is going. It's definitely going up into his colon. So you can push past Hirsch's sphincter. Some men love the feeling of it. Some men find it to be very painful and don't like it at all. You do need to be careful. That's not a thing to hammer against. So what it sounds like to me, there's really no way of me knowing, but what it sounds like to me is that for whatever reason, your rectal canal is somewhat shorter than most, and maybe perhaps not as stretchy. You know, it doesn't enlarge in size as easily enough. And I think that's what you're hitting up against. It sounds like very likely is that it's Hirsch's sphincter. So it sounds like you are a candidate for a shorter dildo, and that is what would be the best for you. If you really are invested in the idea of pushing past that, you can try it a little bit more, but it sounds like you've kind of tried that and it's just really unpleasant. So I wouldn't try it. I would actually get some shorter toys and just have fun with that and not worry about not being able to take the long ones. There's really no point in getting invested in taking the bigger and the longer if your body is already telling you, you know, this is enough and don't go any further than this. What I'm curious about is, do you get plenty of pleasure with just going in about 4 inches? Because if you do, then just find those dildos that are the shorter ones and use those. Usually if you have one that's maybe 5.5 inches long, it should be fine, because there is about an inch or so that gets taken up in when two bodies come together, and only in certain positions can you go all the way totally deep in. And this is the same thing when a man is doing PIV with a woman. So try the shorter dildo and see what happens. But I think that is what's going on. Thanks for writing in. You have reached the end of part one of podcast number 86. I recorded too long of a podcast, and the upload limit is 64 megabytes, so I had to split this thing into two for you guys. Please proceed to part two of podcast number 86 for the conclusion of this podcast.